What's up, guys? It's Daniel out of Motivation. Today we're talking about fruitfulness. You know, where are you planted at? What kind of fruit are you producing? Does that fruit bring people to the kingdom of God? These are the questions of a responsible, mature Christian. They're in the Word. They're praying. They're yielding to the Holy Spirit. They're worshiping God. And their relationship is of significant importance because they realize it's not about them, but about what God is calling them to do. So we're not going to dive into the Word of God here. This isn't a sermon. This is more of some thought to chew on. But if you do get around to reading John 15, you'll get what I'm saying. So let's get the party started here. We're talking about this fruitfulness and being planted correctly, right? Your roots are going to grow strong. You're going to be by the water, if you will. You're going to be prosperous. But the only way you're going to be prosperous is if you're willing to completely yield to the Holy Spirit. You're not playing games. It's so funny because I hear people so loudly, I never hear their voices because of their actions, right? What I'm trying to tell you is, the significance of what you're doing matters so much. There's no need to talk. Let your actions speak for you, right? There comes a time where each individual has the option, right? You have the option to do what you want or what the Holy Spirit wants. And if led correctly by the Lord, what the Holy Spirit wants will become what you want. But only when you're willing to submit. Willing to submit means to sacrifice. A lot of people aren't willing to sacrifice because sacrifice causes you to become uncomfortable. And when we're uncomfortable, well, we just don't want to do that because that right there might hurt. That right there going to Nineveh might cause me some pain. I don't like those people, right? What am I trying to say? Sometimes God will call you to do what you don't want to do because it needs to be done, not because you don't want to do it. Doesn't matter if you don't want to do it. It matters what God called you to do. Because there's reward in obediently sacrificing oneself, one's agenda for the Lord's agenda. Because it turns out the Lord's agenda is the best agenda for oneself. Amen. Because we want spiritual growth, not worldly pleasure. If life was about worldly pleasure, it would look like everyone else. What you need to do is enjoy the journey, getting closer to God and being transformed, right? We're being transformed by the renewing of our mind. We're diving in the Word of God. We're almost growing. And sometimes we can't see the growth because it's right in between our ears. It's right in between our spirit. It's right in between who we are as an individual. But the real growth happens not when we're eating and growing, although that growth can be a good thing. But what if the real growth was getting close to God? What if you had an appetite to hear the Lord? What if you had an appetite to get done in kingdom business? What if you had an appetite do what was right, regardless of what people thought, because right is right. But so many times we get caught in what other people think. But write this down real quick. What other people think doesn't matter. What's right under the eyes of God is what matters. We must stand up for what is right. Why did I tell you to write that down? Because I feel like we as a culture of Americans, if you're listening to this somewhere else, take heed to what I'm saying. You know, listen closely. Pay attention. Verily, verily. What I'm trying to tell you is, if you compromise your values, what you're really saying is you're willing to give up those values. Those values of freedom. Those values of being supportive of life. Right? Pro-life. having the ability, right? The ability to have this freedom, the ability to protect the baby with your voice, because the baby can't talk yet. You have a responsibility. No, you have an obligation to the next generation to protect our freedom at all costs, foreign or domestic. No, we won't go there, right? Or maybe we will. But that's besides the point. The point is this: God has called you to be a leader. But even more important, He's called you to be a follower. What do I mean by that? Follow Christ, lead by example. Follow Christ, lead by action. Follow Christ, lead by serving the homeless. Follow Christ, lead by making a podcast. Follow Christ, lead by showing what a positive work culture could be. Follow Christ, stepping up and being a leader in your family. Leading prayer, leading the Bible study, worshiping on another level, talking to God on another level in your secret place, praying in tongues, moving by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Let me correct myself. The Holy Spirit. This isn't about you. This is about God's agenda for your life. Now, I've heard this spoken before, and it goes like this. You can either be... it's kind of sad, man. You can either settle for what you want, or you can settle for what God's want. God loves you so much that He'll bless you in your want, but it won't be His top plan for your life. Don't settle for second best is what I'm trying to tell you. Don't settle for the life that you think you want. Settle for the life God wants you to have. What I'm trying to do is push you towards excellence. Push you towards righteousness. I'm very, very exhausted when it comes to hearing people say, "Oh, by the grace of God, you're forgiven. By the grace of God, yeah. Yeah, you're forgiven, but you don't keep living in that sin. When you're forgiven, you turn around completely. You do a 180. You walk away from the sin. You don't pick that sin back up again because you're committed to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and you have a responsibility if you're going to walk this path. The road's narrow. It's not an easy road. It's time we stop sugarcoating this as this hyper grace, and I'm just like, no, there is an awesome grace. God will forgive, absolutely. But let's not dilute the fact that if you had a true relationship, you wouldn't keep going back to it. You wouldn't keep doing it. Because true commitment, true relationship is always going to come back to you living right. No, you're not perfect. No, I don't expect you to be. But don't justify the sin. What I'm trying to tell you is, I believe that you can be all you can be, and you can stop screwing around. You can stop pretending to be Christian. You can have a true relationship. You can dedicate yourself. You can be better. You can push yourself. But this, avoid living by the law. No, we're called to live and follow the commandments. We're called to be obedient. We're called to yield. We're called to listen. We're called to follow. And we're also called to lead. But the only way you can lead is if you're following Christ with the real walk. If something goes contrary to the word of God, confront in a loving manner, privately. Then what are we supposed to do, guys? Front, maybe with a couple friends, and then if not, you need to let the congregation know what's going on. But that's besides the point. There comes a point where you have to walk away from the people that are pulling you down. Because the last thing you want is for them to pull you down. Who am I talking to out there that they feel like if they reach for those people, they're going to end up pulling them down? If that's you and you feel like these people are pulling you down, take a step back, isolate, pray about it. God will give you direction on not only how to handle those people. If they're walking in sin and they're pulling you down and you've warned them and they're still choosing the sin, it's time to walk away. It's time to shake your feet. I didn't mean to make this podcast so long, guys, but something on the inside of me wants me to encourage you to be better, to do better, to think positive. Guys, it takes the same effort. I've said this so many times. I heard Damian Johnson say this, the guy from Shark Tank. I don't know if you guys know him or not, but that's besides the point. It takes the same effort to think small as it does to think big, but it also takes the same effort to think negative as it does to think positive. So what if the Lord did do it this week? What if you did get the job? What if you did move with the Holy Spirit? What if you were obedient? What if you did step out in faith? Those are just the beginnings. If we walk by faith and not by sight every day, every night, that's where it is. That's where it happens. When we're walking in obedience. But let's stand up for what's right. Let's stand up for the babies. Let's fight abortion. Let's talk about a true marriage between a man and a woman in the Bible, a biblical marriage, what Christians are supposed to be representing. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the fact that our leaders are pushing communism. Let's talk about it. What can we do proactively to encourage the freedom of America? What can we do proactively to be leaders in our community? What can we do? What can you do? It's time to realize that even the smallest effort can make the biggest change. You're that change. Be that change. Yield to the Holy Spirit and follow what God is calling you to do, despite what everyone else thinks, despite what everyone else says. It's about having that relationship, loving God with all your heart, and moving in what God has called you to do. This is Daniel Latta Motivation. Your mentality creates your reality. Stand firm in Christ. I'll catch you guys on the next episode.